This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
TV with Jaden Forster.
Yes, it's that time of the day again. It's time to talk all things TV with our celebrity land blogger, Jaden Forster. Jaden, good morning.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Yeah, it's all right. It's a bit colder this morning than we're used to, but I guess that's what happens when you get to spring.
Yeah, it's been a little bit cool the last couple of mornings, but spring and summer just around the corner, so it's all good.
Oh yeah, excited. And speaking of all things cool, what's happening today in the world of celebrity? What's the major story?
Everyone's talking about the feud, between Sex and the City co-stars Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker. It's something that we've all sort of suspected for a little while. For years there's been sort of rumours and countless denials of tension and stuff on the set, but it appears that Cattrall has somewhat lifted the lid on all of that. She did an interview with Piers Morgan in the UK, sort of airing all of that, lashing out at her famous co-star, calling her toxic. It's a very sort of public issue. It seems to have bubbled up over the last couple of days with reports that Cattrall's diva demands led to, I guess, the end of the Sex and the City franchise and Sex and the City, the third movie, being canned. It's nothing really sort of new. She's been sort of saying no to Sex and the City for like a year or so now. She sort of labelled the claims all extraordinary. Of course, Parker confirmed the end of it all last week, but as always, there'll always be sort of stories of diva demands and antics in the movie biz floating around. It's nothing new, but they pop up sort of all the time. But they're never really ever substantiated by a source as such. They're always anonymous, as was these reports. So probably best not to get too worked up over it just yet. But no Sex in the City 3 for fans of that one.
Yeah, I'm sure there'd be plenty of people around the world pretty disappointed with that, and we'll be hoping that it's all just rumour with no substance to it.
Yeah, well, in terms of, well, we sort of know, obviously, Sex and the City 3 is not going ahead, but in terms of the diva demands, you know, it's always just idle gossip, rumour, so it's never substantiated, it's just always just an unnamed source, so we'll just have to wait and see on that one. But, yeah, I wouldn't put too much sort of weight in it just yet.
Yeah, I think we all know that in the world of celebrity, gossip, hyperbole is what sometimes called for. And speaking of rumours, we hear someone from Married at First Sight has a new manager. Can you tell us about that?
That's right. Melanie Schilling, she's a psychologist. I guess you could say celebrity psychologist. She's been around about in the industry for more than 20 years or so, and she was the relationship expert on Married at First Sight, the Channel 9 reality show. She's just signed a new contract with a Sydney-based management company run by a girl by the name of Lisa Sullivan, and she's looking for some speaking opportunities and some media appearances and whatnot. Lisa's company, it's a bit different to most sort of entertainment or management agencies. They specialise in developing personality-led brands specifically for sort of the lifestyle and entertainment talent. So it's a good fit for Melanie and also the company. It will be very, very interesting to see just what the future holds or brings for Melanie. I contacted her talent manager at that agency yesterday to ask her some questions about the length of the contract with the agency and just what she wants to do in sort of terms of media ops and stuff like that. They are yet to return my inquiries, but I suspect that she'll land some TV roles and some media gigs given her time on the show. But there will be definitely offered other opportunities popping up there for her in the long run.
Yeah, do you have any suspicions about where she might go for these media contracts, or is it all just speculation at this stage?
Well, it's a bit unclear at the moment, but, you know, psychologists such as her, she's been on Channel 9, she's been on Married at First Sight, so she has that sort of TV experience, so wouldn't be surprising if she pops up on some of the morning shows. There are a lot of sort of psychologists that appear on those programs from time to time. Some of them are regular appearances over the just sort of news-based as stories come up in the press. Some of them are paid, some of them are unpaid for news and stuff like that, a current affair, those sorts of shows at night time. So maybe some of that sort of stuff. And I also suspect probably some keynote sort of speaking things at smaller sort of functions around the town. But not very clear at this stage. Just have to wait and see.
Yeah, I guess we'll all be watching with interest to see whether she pops up on our TV screens regularly in the near future.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and do you have anything else for us?
Just a quick thing overnight. Waleed Ali, host of The Project, he's attracted a bit of headlines for his stance on the take on the Las Vegas massacre and the actions of the politicians over there. He took sort of them to task, labelling them as cowards for refusing to sort of face up to the situation, and how a normal ordinary man was able to sort of shoot down 60 people in that situation. He also berated Donald Trump, noting that the National Rifle Association, sort of the main organisation there for fighting gun control, contributed money to his presidential campaign, and he took apart his response to the shooting there and the description that it was sort of an act of pure evil, saying that it was sort of hiding something, and just sort of how depressing these regular shootings are in the US. So, Ali, he's a bit of a polarising figure. You sort of either like him or you don't like him, but, that's sort of the point of these editorials on the project. They're designed to express a point of view, I guess, and start the conversation. Waleed Ali, he does it really well. So, attracting headlines overnight. Obviously, it was a horrific attack. We can't even begin to sort of imagine how those people are coping through it all. So hopefully this leads to, although I don't think it really will, but hopefully this event leads to sort of renewed debate and some action on gun control.
Yes, I think unfortunately, while we can say everything we like about Trump, he's hardly the lone wolf in supporting gun policy in America. So we just have watch with bated breath and see what else happens. And finally, continuing in our dark tone, this is unfortunately your last show with us, and you're leaving us at Get Serial. How are you feeling?
I'm not too bad. It's been a really, really great experience. I've been with the show for probably just on 2 years now, off and on. I missed a couple of months last year, but yeah, it's been really good. I'm not leaving Sin altogether. I'm not dying from Sin, but I'll be sticking around doing some stuff with Arts Minute and online news and stuff like that. But also some other things in the pipeline with some other radio shows here in Melbourne and also interstate. So yeah, watch this space. I won't be going just yet, but it's been absolutely brilliant. Loved every minute of it, and love working with you guys this season too.
And we wish you all the best. Good luck with moving up in the world and moving up with Sin.
Yes, same to you.
Thank you for that. And that was and that was Jaden Forster joining us. And you can follow Jaden. You can follow you can follow Jaden at Celebrity Lane Entertainment and on his Instagram and Twitter pages.
Yeah, you just can't follow him home.
Well, I'm sure you could. You'd just probably be arrested.
Yeah.
Okay, I think it's time for another song. You're listening to Sin 90.7. Don't go away.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.